In episode 227, we have none other than Lefthouse joining us to talk about his movie premiere, Rabbit Hole, which will be amazing. Some updates on Sparklet. And we have some more Genesis Week talk along with much more. Don't want to miss these shenanigans. Stay tuned.
The Offix Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win and thank you later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.
Welcome to episode 227, fellow Uplanders. I'm your co-host, Too Stupid to Win, and as always, I'm joined by Thank Me Later. How are we doing this evening?
Good. So I'm registering for my chief executive dinner. I don't want to miss out.
Brunch?
Brunch. Sorry. Chief executive brunch. The reason it's not a dinner is, for those of you who were there last year,
you know.
If you know, you know.
You see, Happy Jack? Three-year-old just started jamming out. And I guess Crypto.com uses the same beat for one of their commercials.
Shut up, actually?
Yeah, somebody pinged us and they're like, yo, they stole your song. And then I explained that, hey, you know, we just use one of the song sharing sites where you pay a monthly fee and you have royalty-free music use of it. And it was just a beat we picked out that Mars Utah rapped over. We never went exclusive with it, but yeah, it's kind of funny.
That's awesome.
What up, Cheese? Can Tid make it? We'll find out. Troll.
Can Tid make?
Yeah. The dinner that was one of the,
oh, okay.
Yep.
God. Ha.
What up, JT? Oh, let's see here.
Well, they give you a free pass to, like, which is cool. I get a free pass. I already paid $85, Upland, to get my early bird.
Whatever. And pretty much facts. You can't stop the titter. That is right. But we do have the Upland Racing League with us today. So they'll give us the updates as we move forward in their Stock Car Pro Series. Excited to hear how that's doing and how our boy, our unofficial race team of KO Ninja's doing. He didn't know he was the unofficial race team, but I just kind of made that up. So,
yes. If you're a chief executive, if you've spent $100,000 plus on the game or have earned at least, you know, that amount of, I know Green Turtle's buyer. I'm chief executive. I didn't spend I knew as soon as I said that. However, most other chief executives have spent into the six figures on Upland. They will give you $100 free ticket and a brunch valued at $29.95 if you attend Vegas.
How do you know the brunch is $29.95?
That's how much every brunch in Vegas is. Like, what are you talking about? Even like the best brunch, like all you can eat crab leg buffet brunch, $29.95.
Yeah. And not everybody spent $100,000. Most of them did. You are right. But you do have some people that spent a significant amount of money and then earned their way up to chief executive.
Yes. I would say the majority of, if you read it, you realize you get your ticket back, man. Really? Wait, but it last year they didn't do it because I got the early bird. So they were like, well, you pay $85. Hey, look, the Tidmaster is here. Anyway, I don't know. You're right. To be fair, I didn't read it.
What do you read?
I can't read. I'm illiterate, and that's why it kind of hurts when people say things.
Well, if you have one feeling, then it shouldn't be too bad.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Fighting that California traffic. Oh, look, Lefthouse is here. Might as well just jump right into Left House. Speaking of
29.95, about 3 minutes. Smash that like, peeps. I concur.
Yeah. And since I did a bad job throughout the week, this week was just hectic with kid activities and other things going on and school activities. I couldn't even believe we hit Thursday so quick. I had plans to promote this a little better. So since I did a poor job of promoting it a little better, I'm continuing the wild sale at Spooky Dookies for another week. So if you buy any combination of Shadows of Mourning and Coffin's Bony Secrets, buy two of those. You get one for one epics. If you get the Harvest Pillar or the OG Gravestone, I'll give you another one of those of your choice for one epics. Or if you buy a Gravebreaker or Pumpkin Pipsqueak, buy two of those. I'll give you one for one epics. And prices are 20,000, 15,000, and 10,000 epics. I'll run that special another week. I'm going to do some more promotions this week as I try to become a chief executive.
Holy cow. I was like looking through our backstage. I thought there was a homeless chemist in the audience. It's just Left House. It's like, who let the homeless mad scientist into the back room? Oh, it's Left House.
Yeah.
I think he's making a sandwich.
He's making a sandwich. I'll let him continue prepping that.
Left House was straight making a sandwich in the back. He's putting the green in green room. I am loving it.
All right. Well, why I let him do that? We'll start with this then.
Yeah, he's like, if I'm gonna have to deal with these two for any amount of time, I'm gonna need some sandwich activity.
Yeah, he's like, these two are a little ridiculous. Let me know if you hear the audio. I shared the audio.
What is this thing?
It's better that you don't know.
No audio?
No. Audio. It's just okay. There wasn't it seemed like it was lagging.
Okay.
You hear about the job?
Yes, I'm here for the job, yes.
This Christmas night, you must deliver this package to a person named Sir.
Isherin?
Are you Sir?
In the city of Chicago, Illinois. At 11:11 p.m., at the corner of Van Buren and LaSalle.
I'm lagging. Sorry about that.
Jeez, oh, peace. So he's got to deliver a package to Nishirin? Is that what I heard?
At 11:11. Man, what is going on with... Everything's been good with my stuff for a very long time.
Do not be late. Of course, if you are late or fail to deliver, you get nothing.
Happy holidays.
What?
A wildebeest will give birth to a baby wildebeest.
I had to get my bearings straight. Am I going crazy?
So, the strings, they're gonna be pulling.
All lurking behind door number 33.
It's a delivery job. This is all the information I can give you until you sign the contract.
Delivery job? It's legal though, right?
Now let's go down the hole.
Well, now I know why he was making a sandwich. He was making a sandwich just to get through that.
If you're not making $158,000 per year, but you'd like to, I strongly encourage you to start a...
That's the guy from True Detective? Is that true?
All right.
Yep.
What an only Left House. How are we doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Long time. I didn't realize till I sent you a message with the link for it that, you know, usually once or twice a year you come in and host a show with me, and we didn't do it at all in 2023. It feels so horrible.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. I guess Thank Me Later didn't have any business trips this year. So.
Oh, I had several.
Oh, well, what the heck? I guess you had somebody else fill in.
Yeah, you got bumped by Cheese and Goldie.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It's good to be here. It's good to see you, boys.
Absolutely.
Dude, I'm so excited. I bought some popcorn. Did you get any of the proceeds from that, by the way?
I did. I absolutely did.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I think I got like 20% of it, which was really nice of them. It's in Upix, so you can see it in my account. Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, I was just like blown away by all the support that they gave me on this thing. It's insane.
Well, I mean, you're an OG.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Been around for a while. Been around the sun a few times.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about how you got this building, because that's not something I can go build in Upland. That's pretty awesome that you were like, did you approach Upland on this?
No.
No?
They approached me. I was like, I mean, you know, like when I first came in many, many moons ago, April 6, 2020, like, or very early on, I started like, you know, this is the idea I wanted to do. I wanted to create a movie theater. And at one point I was sort of running a movie theater by way of a property and Discord and NFT tickets on Wax.
Yeah.
But that just got too confusing. So, you know, they came to me and they're like, do you still want to do a movie theater? And I'm like, yes, I do. And they're like, all right, cool. We figured you would be the perfect person to test it out with. And, you know, here we are.
Yeah, I still remember that train movie. You bought my NFT ticket and watched the train, and that was pretty cool. You traveling across the country just talking to people on the train.
Yeah. That's a little documentary I did called Life on a Train. That'll probably run in the theater, too. If you go into the theater, you know, there's, like, trailers for all the movies that I made and posters for the movies, and it's kind of like a Left House museum. There's two hallways. And in one of the hallways, it has all the block explorers that I made lined on the wall. Some of my mint ones that I've picked up of my Left House block explorer head, you know, from back in the old day, that old collection. So there's some history on the walls inside that theater at this point.
Wait, and what neighborhood is that in?
That's in Little Tokyo or Little Hollywood, down at the bottom right side there, that Jim Juice owns almost like every property in. Or half of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you've been working this rabbit hole movie for a while now.
Yeah, we shot it in 2019. I attempted to put it out in, was it 21? And then, or 22, I can't remember now. 22, somewhere it like kind of after the pandemic was sort of like dying out. That's when I would try it at first. When the bear market started. And then I was going to put it out. I'm still going to put it out on Omniflix, which is another blockchain. But it was like once Upland came to me, I was like, stop everything you're doing. This is where I want to launch the movie from, you know? So
that's so cool.
It's like literally a dream come true. Like one of those things, you know, like I feel like I could be like a YouTube influencer and use the word manifest here a lot. You know what I mean? I don't know. It happened. It's pretty cool.
I mean, that was early on when there was nothing to do but buy properties and treasure hunting wasn't even a thing. We had a lot of time to talk on Telegram and then we switched over to Discord, but that's always been your passion is bringing movies to the metaverse and bringing your films and your creations to the metaverse. You've had the block explorers that you did. You had the train and now you have this one, the rabbit hole. It's just, it's awesome to see somebody that's been in the game as long as you having some of your early visions come to fruition in Upland.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel it's insane. It feels crazy in some ways to have, you know, a building that I can hang art on the walls. Like, you know, it feels insane that I get that I'm one of the first people that gets to test this or gets to experience this. But, you know, it's really like I just feel like we've arrived. You know what I mean? Like they were right around the corner from everybody being able to like do this. I feel like hopefully it's sooner than later. But I mean, if we're here, we're here. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to get nuts when there's all sorts of these things all over the place that have little functioning things and stuff, you know.
I think so.
Yeah. Like drinks there are going to come soon. And then like, you know, you'll buy drinks and it'll give you funny little dance moves and whatnot. And then the cafe owners will get to share in the profits of those drink sales is what I've been told. Kind of cool.
That will definitely be cool. Is it in Japantown or Little Tokyo?
Little Tokyo. Oh, no, sorry. Little Hollywood. Sorry.
Little Hollywood.
Yeah, down there in the corner, you'll see the purple dot, you know, up in San Francisco, down to the right, yeah, the right corner of the map. Yeah, and yeah, like you know, like you're saying, like I'm happy to have this too, because it's like I think it's like a good tool to onboard other filmmakers and bring them in. There's like the people that are putting Rabbit Hole out, like in the mainstream streaming services. Like I've worked with them for a long, long time, and they have like over 15,000 titles of different movies and stuff. So I've been talking to them about like trying to get some of their movies to run on the screen in the theater, and you know, hopefully one by one I'll just bring in one filmmaker at a time. Something like that. But yeah, I see it, you know, because like I see so much like potential in like, you know, the technology and the blockchain and all this stuff for films and filmmakers, and there's so many tools. So like to have this tool to be able to like present and show and kind of, I think it'll entice more people to come in. That's my hope.
No, so, definitely.
So I did get excited. I was like, oh, look, I do own two properties right by there. So I do love that I have this one right here. Got it dirt cheap. So that's great. But I was going to snatch up some more properties. I'm like, I'll snatch this one up. No, 23 million up X. Smart man.
Yeah, I was doing the same. And I think I got the last cheap ones too.
750K there. I do have some nice ones there, but I was going to get more. $80, mm-hmm. That's not bad being that close to the Left House Theater.
What's the address?
470
Peninsula Avenue.
And I love that it's called Left House Theater for the people. Hopefully I don't kill the stream trying to do this. But... yeah, I mean, this, like, I'm so excited for you, and this is, you know, I can't repeat it enough. This is one of the things that we talked about and we're looking forward to so many years ago when we all first started playing, and, you know, it does take time. This isn't, you know, a sprint. This is a marathon, but yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, only God built a world in 7 days. The rest of us, it takes years.
Dang, I think I only own one I literally only own one tiny little property in Little Hollywood.
That's amazing.
Honestly sad. Oh, wait. No, I own some other ones in this tiny corner. I was going to say, I tried to buy like three in every neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I do. I own like the very bottom corner, like slivers.
Nice.
Like just squeezed in there.
Yeah, so, you know, the cool thing is about, you know, look at how many slots there are to hang art on the wall. So we're going to do art shows in here, music events, films, all sorts of things will happen inside this room, or these rooms.
Yeah.
And I believe subscriptions are going to come, so you can then, like, gate your cafes through subscriptions, and it's just going to get nuts.
So wait, so is it considered a cafe, or is it considered, what is it considered?
It's considered a cafe, I believe, is what they call like all of what in my mind, it's like an event space, you know, but
okay.
I guess all the cafes are similar in that way.
No, but there's a lot you can do, and it's a nice big space for you. And as you said, you can hit up a lot of different events in there, and I can't wait, because I know you have connections, as you already said, with other filmmakers, independent filmmakers and artists and stuff. So I'm excited that this is coming into Upland. You're the first one that gets to launch it for the community, and just awesome getting to see you in Vegas again. You're going to Vegas, so.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. This will be great. I mean, there's so much stuff with the whole Sparklet thing coming on, and it's just like, it's going to get crazy around here, I have a feeling.
Yeah, did you know that you could earn $25,000 a month?
What? A month?
New thing? A month.
Not a month, just total.
Where did you get that a month?
Sorry. $25,000 per chapter, and a chapter's like 3 weeks. So.
Whoa. Hold on a second. That's not right.
That is.
No, each just, chapter has the levels, but once again,
but
level 10 in each chapter, and you could get $25,000 worth of Sparklet per chapter.
Stop. God, you're so horrible sometimes.
Put that as your clickbait.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mr. Beast, Taylor Swift.
Anyway, no. Sorry.
I was in a chat earlier, and the question that we had or that came up in it was, how many people do you think is going to hit level 10?
Zero.
None.
You think zero?
I think negative 23 people.
Oh my goodness!
How do you go negative?
There's no chance. There's no. Again, that is that is literally if they happen to score a major influencer, a Kardashian, a Swift, a Mr. Beast, an MF, and Oprah, that's the top scale of like the biggest influencers doing all of the things, by the way, not just doing like one of the things, doing all of the things.
Yeah.
So
you seem upset about this. Thank me later.
I'm upset because as soon as they said that, I was like, there's just going to be all these clickbait trolls and that's what they're going to push. And then everyone's going to get the complete wrong idea and then be shocked when no one comes close to that.
Like, he's angry before anything even plays out, even though we know how it's going to play. He's just like, oh, this is horrible. He's just ready.
No.
Well, here, let me ask you guys another question, because this one also came up. So 25,000 Sparklet if you get to level 10, but, like, how do they know? I mean, isn't the price going to be fluctuating and stuff? Like, how, like?
They're basing it off of the base Spark price, right?
Okay.
So whatever $25,000 worth of Spark
would be at that time, or I mean, I guess, but it's like a cumulative over the 10 levels, is it not?
If you hit level,
it's like, because at the end, so at the end of the chapter, you get paid out based on your level.
Just a little over 54 Spark.
54 Spark.
Right. So
if you are Taylor Swift and you retweet and like and comment on all of Upland's recommended posts throughout a chapter, you yourself could earn up to 54 Spark.
I think somebody's going to do it.
No chance. No one does it.
They got to have
no one that plays, not even Upland. Big A himself has that kind of reach, especially not Big A because he's not really on social media. But there is no one in the current Upland ecosystem that
keyword has current. But as the thing grows, it could potentially somebody might if
they snag that. An influencer. If there's an influencer out there that has a million followers, either on TikTok or something, or they're able to convert them over to Twitter or have a million, it's good.
Yeah, it's tough.
They even said it's going to be very challenging to hit the level 10.
You can't game it. You won't be able to game it because there's a multiplier. So the only way that you hit level 10 is if you have the highest possible multiplier, which means that you have and their multiplier is based on account age. Also, there's so many people who are like probably I don't know what exactly got announced already, but like probably nothing. What are they talking about?
And that's what people are asking right now. So Upland did have something for the UCM members to talk about this. Put us under NDA for 24 hours, which expired at 2 p.m. Eastern today. And I figured there was going to be an article released, but they didn't release anything. But they said, we can't talk about these things. There's one thing that's still under NDA for a while, but...
Why would you say that? Why would you even say that?
I don't know, because I'm reading my notes and I'm an idiot. I'm too stupid to win.
Yeah, anyway,
moving on. But they did talk about that they're going to post tweets and you have to like, comment, and retweet.
So there's going to be a new platform that they're
launching.
So Upland is launching a new platform, web-based platform, that is going to be part of this Sparklet kind of farming effort. It's a social media farming. You create an account. There's these missions each chapter, and the missions are essentially like retweet and comment on certain Twitter posts. And everyone that you do, you earn rewards. You earn experience, mission points, and there's a multiplier based on the account that you're linked to. So the more how old the account is, how many followers. Like, there's essentially a score, influence score, like if you're familiar with like clout or any of that. So you have an influencer score that is a multiplier of your points. So somebody who's got a brand new account that has no followers is not going to get many points. Taylor Swift comes in, she's going to get a bajillion points. And then at the end of the chapter, which is like 3 weeks or variable.
The first one is going to be 3 weeks, and then they said the other ones are going to be variable to their determination.
Yeah.
Okay.
you like my... Look, it's even got like little like sexy nipple pockets.
And there is the social aspect that you're describing right now, but they also talked about having in-game missions to complete too, which will be different from the social aspect where you can also earn Sparklet.
Yeah, and so at the end of that, you will get Sparklet payout to your Upland account. The idea here being that this will drive the social media activity and then hopefully get people to come in, because the Sparklet will be obviously available via exchanges. It'll be a token. So it's like free cryptocurrency for social interactions. I think they call it SoFi.
Yeah,
SoFi. There you go. Thank you, Uplando. And so the idea is that that will create social following. And then the only way to really redeem those tokens is you have to have an Upland account. So the idea would then be to convert those social media, SoFi players into Upland players. And then once they have that token, then be able to hopefully get them interested in UpX and buying property and all, you know, going to visit Left House and all the cool things. So it's going to be interesting. I'll be honest. I would love to hear everyone's my opinion. Again, I come from a non-crypto background. So anytime Upland gets all super excited about their crypto boys, I just go, uh-huh. To me, that's a milked market. Like, you've already tried to milk the crypto boys. Like, you'll get a couple more maybe, but that's, to me, a closed system. Like, there isn't, and I mean, I don't see cryptocurrency getting mass adoption. Like, it's getting bigger, maybe. And yeah, I know the progressive decentralization, which is, oh yeah, for all you crypto bros, I get it. Cool. Do you, like,
wait a minute? Do you realize you're playing a crypto game? You've been playing a crypto game for years.
Yeah, I hate cryptocurrency.
So how did you end up playing a crypto game?
Because I like mobile games. So if they didn't have it on the App Store, like, because once I played Upland, I was like, oh, crypto games are just like any other game. I just go download it at the App Store. And, like, I was able to buy UpX using my Apple Pay, all that. Like, no friction. And then I remember, like,
you should have seen some of the other games where he was just raging in Telegram about it's way too difficult. And he's like, what do you mean I got to use Change Now to Cash App to Wax to. and then I got to do this. And then I got to. He was just flying off the handle, like, constantly with all these other games. And then it's he gets into Chibi's, and then we know how that goes. Dude,
why would you bring up Chibi's? Why? Why? We're going to have such a good show. So for me, again, I'm like waiting for them to get to their gamer stuff is what's interesting, because that's mass market. That's millions of players. The crypto market to me is maybe, you know, 20 more whales. But where is the mass market? That's what I want. Now, granted, the whales could be good for players like me who need whales to come in to buy the Genesis property for $1 million. Like, I need crypto whales. I want the Bitcoin boys who are riding all-time highs to come in and go, well, what am I going to spend my big crypto money on? I'll be like, oh, the Genesis property of Upland, obviously, for just $1 million could be yours.
Yeah. I mean, as much as Upland beats to its own drum, it's still – you know, completely affected by the bears and the bulls of the crypto market, though, you know. And so, like, as we're leading into, we're in like a bull market now, and, you know, more people will be coming in while this whole campaign thing's going on. So there's a chance that you're going to get like fresh noobs into the crypto system that are like, whoa, what is this? And they're going to be marveled by our Upland. And, you know, I think it's a good idea and it's a good time to do it. And, you know, I know just from talking to a lot of people, there's been people that have stayed out of it because there hasn't been a tradable token. So I, you know, like it being a crypto game in the crypto space, you know, like you say, like you, where are these people? Like, I mean, how many people are on Solana right now? If we just got like 1% of the people that were trading to mess around on Solana to come over and start, we would probably, I don't know what the numbers are, but like maybe double or something, you know, like, so there's a lot of people coming in. So that's why I think it's good. It's good for the gamers. It's good for the crypto side of it too.
And that's the best thing. You remember years ago, we had to deal with the, what exchange is this traded on? Where can I trade this? And it was just like, you can't do it. And it was just the same repeat over and over again that it wasn't. Now we're bringing people hopefully in off of the exchange from the Sparklet launch, from the airdrops to it. You know, the crypto bros love the airdrops. Crypto gals too. It's just not the bros there. Thank me later. Be respectful. There's crypto gals out there. Crypto gals kept crypto bros out there. And they,
I was in a lot of trouble. I was going to, I was calling crypto C words. Where's my beep?
I wasn't even prepared for that one. but as I was saying, you know, they're going to be coming in. They love the airdrops. They're going to come in. They know that.
No. Hold on. I take it back. Crypto bros is all inclusive.
Okay, it's an inclusive
bros
term.
And broettes? Can I say bros?
Bras?
Bros and bras. Crypto bras. Oh goodness!
But it's going to be different than the first time we had the big influx of people that were flaunting their crypto earnings. Is they're coming in with an exchange token already? They understand the airdrops.
You can't type that. I didn't even say it.
Oh, we talked about it earlier today. It's fine. It's all out there. I mean, you can say anything. There's no NDA or whatever it's called anymore.
No. I'm saying what cheese.
Oh, yeah. What cheese said. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I can't help you there. If you're in trouble, you're in trouble.
Anyway.
Overall, I think it's going to be good for the game. And also, once again, it gives the people that have been here since day one, last year, last week, you're still in early before this has been launched, before it's out to the public. So you're going to have a better multiplier than the other people. So you have the ability to earn more from not only in-game missions, but if you're able to do the social side of the house too.
So do you think that Sparklet, so what's the cost of a Spark now? Like $300? Like
$460 for a full Spark, and then it gets more expensive as you bring it.
Yeah. One full Spark at the cheapest cost is what?
$459.99.
So let's call it $460. Do we think Sparklet is going to trade then like lower than that? Like,
well, it's interesting because if you're an uplander, do you want to trade away your, you know, your building power? Or you want to sell that off? You know, it depends on where you're at, how much you got. I feel like what you're doing, what your strategy is.
Well, no, I'm just wondering what the price will be. Mm. Like, what, I mean, is there, like, is that now, is 460, which, again, if we do the conversion, so a Sparklet is 1/100th of a Spark?
It's 1/1000th.
1/1000th?
Yeah, so 1,000 Sparklet equals a Spark.
Is that the conversion? I thought it was 100 to 1. Is
it 1,000 to 1? Or maybe, no, I think you're right. I think you're 100 to 1. I'm sorry. You're right. 100 to 1.
I thought it was 100 to 1 because it's pennies to dollars.
Yeah. 100 to 1.
Shaq says 1,000.
Oh, 1,000. Okay. It is 1,000. Okay. I was
right. Say a million. I'm going with 1,000,000.
1,000,000. Okay. Okay. So 1,000 to 1. Which means that 460 divided by 1,000 is what?
46 cents.
46 cents. Okay. So thank you. Thousands to TM. All right. 46 cents. So do we think, what do we think Sparklet will open trade at?
That's the question.
I would expect it somewhere around there, and then you're going to have the same people that have loved to tank the secondary U.S. dollar market try and just sell their Sparklet to finish their completion of selling out. There could be a good dip there for
that's going to happen.
That's a really good point. So what price are you buying at?
The initial dip?
Yeah, so like what price are you at, like what do you feel like the lowest it'll trade for? Like where are you like, if it gets down to X, I'm just buying as much as I can.
Yeah, see, that's the best question in the world. I have no idea how to even like answer that at this point. I'm sure somebody does. Some trader person.
Obviously, like, because it feels like, well, if it's 10 cents, the sparklet, I'm snatching it up all day, every day. Right? Like, yeah. 10 cents a sparklet.
Oh, yeah.
No competition. I'm going to just buy as much as I can. And then.
Like, that's the thing. Is it going to, like, when it launches, is it going to go up first and then drop, or is it going to drop and then start?
Because everyone's trying to buy it?
It depends, yeah. I mean, if people, yeah, people are going to try to buy it, or I'm probably going to go down first and then start.
What happened to Mana? Price. I don't know. Like, we'd have to maybe investigate. It would drop as accounts try to close out. I think that that's a really, I never thought about that, but that's a huge piece.
And that's okay.
Every crap coin drops. See, now here's the thing. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's a crap coin, because to Upland's credit, it is a utility coin day one, and it actually has functioning utility.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't know if it'll go down. I don't think that many people are going to sell like on day one. I mean, some people will for sure, but it's valuable.
You think Big A goes hard to sell or hard to buy? Like, because I wonder low key.
I think it's going to be hard to buy.
I low key wonder how much this initiative was driven by Big A and his influence of like, hey, like I wonder how much he, because like his spark buys have been unparalleled to anybody. Like it's, he owns more than every other account essentially combined. What? And he owns ridiculous. And I really feel like he either knew about it or heavily influenced, like you need Spark needs to be available somehow on a market, and was heavily influencing that decision. That's just that's 100% personal speculation. Sure. I have zero proof of it whatsoever. Also,
we're going to need to find his wallet.
Also, we have his numbers. He's got thousands of Spark.
No, I mean like his MetaMask wallet or whatnot to see, you know, like if he's going to be selling or buy, what his plan is there.
Gotcha. So Skull Crusher. So I play another game, Chop Chop Tree Adventure, where you just
you and your Chop Chop Tree.
I'm like this sickly chicken right now, and I chop this tree for loot. That's my Chop Chop account. Skull Crusher. It is from Australia, and I mentioned that I was like, hey, I do a thing for Upland. He's like, you play Upland? I play, and so Skull Crusher, look at that.
Shout out
to Skull Crusher. And he wants to know, I told him that maybe we could do some Q&A later if we have time on tips and tricks for starting players. He's a starting player, and so if you have any tips or tricks for Skull Crusher, who is new to Upland. He wants to be profitable. Throw him in chat. Anyway, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, and that's going to be the big debate that we have as a community until Sparklet actually hits the exchange of what's really going to happen. And yeah. I know we've talked for well over a year now right now that your Spark rental on the exchange is the cheapest that you're going to see it. Then we're going to introduce Sparklet itself, which will change, you know, your Spark running price. Then you're going to, once they start making you use Spark for your vehicles and they continue this inner city travel with your vehicles and more people are getting approved with their manufacturing, and hopefully they do open up the ability to have people stake Spark on your manufacturing for some sort of price, you know, it's going to become in demand.
That'll be money. They open up that's going to be huge, because I think that's one of the biggest barriers to manufacturing right now is like, you have to be such a large Spark holder Tim out. When do you think Upland will turn the Daily Spark? Turn off the Daily Spark?
Plug? That's a question that I had. Are we going to lose that login Daily Spark thing once the token goes live? Like, how does that play into the tokenomics or not? You know,
I mean, if you think about it, they already told you we have 1 million Spark available. They've reserved stuff for the exchanges. They've reserved stuff for the future, which really translates to about 1 billion Sparklet that will be available ultimately. But will 1 billion ever be in the market at the same time? I don't think so, because you're going to have your exchanges that hold on to it for liquidity, and then you have the releases. They have their scheduled release of it. I think this is going to be a well-managed coin. I think it depends on how fast Upland scales will depend on when that spigot turns off a free spark.
Well, I think, I mean, because it is a capped coin, right? Like they have that's a capped number.
1 million.
1 million.
Yeah.
Which is insane, because that seems really low.
Seems really low. Price is going to go crazy.
Well, it's 1 billion Sparklet.
So 1 billion Sparklet. I mean, and how much is out right now? 2,000? 2,000 out of 1 million?
3,000 maybe.
Maybe 3,000? Hell, wow. Even around it to 5,000.
Nothing.
That's yeah. Of a
just
of
call
a
it 5,000 just to just
call for it 5,000 is what, 0.5% of 1 million? So like it's not and then my question would be I wonder if there'll ever be a mechanic to get it back to the liquidity pool. Because that's the thing is, like, Spark, as its function in the game right now, is a reusable token. It never runs out in the sense of, like, I can keep using it to build buildings. So here, this one's for free, Upland. I'm giving you a free thing. I think an ingenious thing to do would be to offer, like, an accelerator so you can... If I burn Spark, so if I burn like 0.01 Spark to cut my build time in half, right? So I can actually, so I stake my Spark for normal build speed, but then I can burn Spark to accelerate, to just be like, I need this done now.
Which will just push the price of Spark up more if we have the ability to burn too. It's going to be crazy.
Build it
costs the same price to build a real building as it does in the real world as it does in Upland. Watch. It's gonna happen.
Build it now, but you have to burn your Spark to do it. Ooh. Like that is a $1 million idea in and of itself. Like, done. Like, here you go. I will pay 0.01 Spark, boom, to burn it, but now my building's done instantly. Or yeah. Like, Hey, Halloween's coming up. I need to get through 1,000 of these things really quick. So you can accelerate, like make 100 for 0.5 Spark. Burn, if you burn 0.5 Spark, you can instantly produce 500 of your product. So that way you can have it out in time for the holidays. Like now... Yeah. Now you're talking some serious economic balance of like the value of Spark, especially because now you can get it on the exchange of like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I can buy it and burn it. Cause I'm like, dang, I need to get these out. If I don't, I'm going to lose 20 million UPEX in sales. It might be worth me burning the Spark to be able to insta build. No, no effing way. I can tell you right now, burning Spark to charge a car, get bent, Upland. My cars will never move. They will never move.
I'll walk across the country.
Yeah, there's just 0% chance. But to instant build my map assets,
I think we should be able to burn cars after, you know, championship games.
I like that.
That would be fun. Sorry definitely, to interrupt.
No, yeah. I think that is a great thing. Gosh. Is burning the cars.
Yeah. Burn the cars. It'll be fun.
Now there's so much. so much speculation and so much unknown and exciting times. And
yeah, I can't wait till Upland breaks again, where it's like just too stuffed. Like, you know, there's too many people and we have a drop and everybody's mad. And then somebody pointed this out too on the stream we were on earlier. Like, what about, like, you know, all your crypto bros chiming in on your Discord there, complaining about thing one thing. It's just going to get more chaotic. There's going to be more arguing, infighting. It's going to get exciting again. I'm excited.
So you really see, I mean, I guess this is, I mean, this is going to be, this is a big, I'm not skeptical. I just have, like, as a gamer, I'm not nearly sure. These people.
Well, as far as crypto goes, though, too, like, the gaming narrative is it hasn't punched yet, but sometime in this run, it's going to punch hard. Like, crypto games are gonna have their moment, I believe. So that could all happen right when we're in the right sweet spot with this campaign and everything, and we'll see what you know, the spark that's out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin has hit all-time highs. Like, all-time highs. There's, like, weird Dizzy, Daddy D sent us a bunch of things to watch on, like some crazy numbers relating to Bitcoin. And what's the thing that launched that now? It's, like, traded on the New York
Stock Exchange. The Bitcoin ETFs.
The ETFs, yeah.
ETFs, like, I don't know anything about. Like, I can barely spell ETF, but, like, I watched a video. I was like, oh, my God.
And that's going to be...
This is insane.
That will be the scary thing as the ETFs continue to acquire more Bitcoin and work on the supply of that. Once again, making it scarce because they're going to hold it for their values.
The same thing's happening too with Ethereum. They're going to do Ethereum ETFs. They're already like in the process of all that. Even BlackRock has been buying up oodles of Ethereum now too. So, yeah. And you know, with Spark being on the Ethereum chain.
Nope. Yo, BlackRock, you listen and go buy some wax, bro.
Go buy some sparklet.
Go buy some sparklet, bro.
And I think this is different than the other games that have launched tokens because it's been well established and the uses that are there and what Upland is working on is continuing to evolve. There's still going to be bumps. There's still going to be failures, but there's going to be a lot of success and there's going to be the growth that we've been looking for and hoping for a while.
Scenebender wants to know, do you get UPEX rent for people stopping by the theater?
Well, no, just from going to the property, I get the UPEX but that's it. I don't get anything for you hanging out inside or whatever.
Gotcha. Oh, I heard about a layer two called Base. Is that on Ethereum?
Well, that's Coinbase's like chain or whatever, EVM chain, basically. So, like, it's like Coinbase making NFTs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard good things on that.
Yeah, you can launch. There's a bunch of tokens and NFT projects and stuff that are on Base. It's just like a chain, a blockchain, basically.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Yeah. And then the Block Explorers, did you come up with those? Sorry to get back to your project. We got way sidetracked.
Oh, yeah. The Block Explorers?
Yeah. Did you come up with those or Upland said, hey, we're going to do these style Block Explorers for you?
No. I did the art for those Block Explorers. It was when they did the art, what is it called? The spotlight. The artist spotlight.
Yeah.
I was the third artist to have a spotlight in Upland after Mars, and I forget the first fella. I don't think he was an Uplander. He was Mars.
No, he wasn't. He was, and I own all three of his pieces.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Oh, no, these I didn't make these. Upland just made these. I thought you were talking about the ones from the thing. Yeah, Upland made these. Yeah, I had nothing. I didn't pick these or nothing. They did these all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so how much UPEX did you get? I mean, we could go check your account.
Sure, yeah, like 600,000.
Oh, nice. So like $20 worth of UPEX is pretty good.
Thank you.
So what is now, if people miss the premiere of Down the Rabbit Hole, can they just go watch it at the theater? Are there screening times?
Yeah, you can go and watch it right now until Monday. It's on the screens there. You just click in. It's a link right now. Like, you know, the event was like a stream of it, so everybody was in there for that. And then it's just up there for you to watch it on your own schedule at this point.
And that will be up till Monday?
Till Monday, yeah. Okay,
the 25th.
Yeah. we'll probably I'll always have something on the walls on the screens for sure. But you know, we're planning for our next actual like screening event and all that stuff too.
I'm super excited to see that, and
it was super cool. There was over 400 people that came through the theater during the screening, during the live thing, and then there was like just around 70 people that watched the movie from top to bottom, which was that's perfect. That was amazing. Great numbers.
That's amazing, and that's bedtime here for us. So I was getting kids down
for sure. Yeah,
but that is definitely
at capacity and everything. It was lovely.
That's always nice when you stress Upland servers and Nowhere servers on these style projects.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the theater's actual capacity says 75, but they lowered it to 25, and then they created like two fallout rooms or mirror rooms or whatever they're called. And so, you know, so if you were in that room, you would see everything the same, but the different people would have been in that room for if you were in there. Yeah.
That's amazing. Congrats there on making that happen.
We had some hoodlums in the theater, too, in the beginning.
What?
Yeah, there were some guys jumping around in front of the screen, and then they kept trying to close the curtain during the movie.
Wait, was that your brother?
So I had to keep running back there and open it, and then they got kicked out. Yeah, there's a couple fellas that got kicked out. But even that was amazing that could happen. You know what I mean? That there was some hoodlums running around. Like, it was great. You know, I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Did you hire the people to do that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my brother's. You know,
no, that's super awesome. And I know you've been making the media tours this week, so that's...
Yeah, for sure. Oh, one thing, though, when we were sitting in a theater, like, waiting for, you know, the movie to start and everything, and there was somebody sitting next to me, and they coughed. And it was like, oh, you're not there. Like, it felt kind of real, you know? It was very strange. Very cool.
Really funny.
That's awesome. Yeah,
good stuff. Super fun. I'm super excited for it. I can't wait to see what we do next with it. I can't wait to see what everybody else does with their cafes once everything starts popping off. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Next level. Next level of Upland. We're here.
Yep. And you were the first. And you're one of the OGs. And it's always great having you on the show and talking with you. Can't wait to hang out in Vegas. I get to spend. Oh,
it's
going to
be great.
So I know the first time when I got to meet you in Vegas in person, you know, we've talked. For years leading up to that, I had to fly out that night. Last year, you couldn't make it, but I was there the whole time. This time, I'll be here the whole time, so I'm definitely looking forward to hanging out and having some fun with you there, Left House.
Yeah, it'll be lovely. I'm excited for this one.
And we'll get you on the show again soon. It was way too long since we had you on.
Yeah, you know, like in one of my earlier interviews this week, off camera, it was you're not in the community. What are you doing, Upland? Like, when's the last time you bought a property? You know, all these questions. I'm like, I'm still here. I collect my spark every day. I buy property. I'm just silent in the background, but I'm going to start being a little bit louder again. And now that I have the cedar, I have a responsibility.
Why is Nick M asking to jump on the call? Who's Nick M?
Nick M. I don't know. Where are you getting that from?
He's on Discord.
Oh.
Nick, I see. Wait. Da-da-da. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
He wants to jump on. I don't know.
To talk about what?
I don't know. Too Stupid said you can't get in.
I didn't say you can't get in. Jesus. You're so horrible.
He's
watching live. He knows you're making this up.
He
was on one of our roundtables 2 years ago. Don't you remember?
It was probably when I wasn't there and you hosted the roundtable.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the guy that's mad at me? I'm just kidding.
It was garbage and he doesn't know why he got kicked out for jumping around the screen.
It's a screen jumper.
Your movie sucks, bro. I'm going to set the curtain.
All right. Just A, put it in chat, and B, we'll have to figure it out for next week.
All right. Maybe. And then we do got to get the Upland racing. You want to hang out for the rest of the show, or you got stuff to do there, Left?
I should probably go. You know, I I'm in somebody else's place right now. They're giving me the space, so I should probably jump. But I appreciate it. I would hang if I could, but yeah, I should go.
Understand. We thank you so much. And
well, tell whoever you're hanging with, I dig the lighting.
Yeah.
Isn't this amazing? Yeah. I figured this would be the place to do it. Yeah. I'll let them know.
That's awesome.
All right, you guys. Have a lovely one. Thanks for having me on.
Stop
by the theater, 470 Peninsula.
Absolutely.
San Francisco.
We'll talk soon, and congratulations, Left House, on all of this.
I was doing this earlier on the stream, and like the thumbs up thing was coming. I just want to see if it would work. And then I did this, and balloons, it's not happening.
Oh, were you on like a Skype or a Zoom?
No, it was on StreamYard. You guys should try it. Like,
really?
The host. Maybe it's only host purposes.
I'll check the settings. Make it
look stupid. Like, you're like, oh, what's happening here?
I'll check the settings. All right. Take care, my friend.
No, I don't think so.
All right. And to our Upland Racing League update, we have Mass Chef. Sorry to keep you waiting, my friend.
All good. It was fun to sit and watch Left House. Quite enjoyed the screening the other night. So yeah. It was cool to watch.
What did you think of the movie overall?
It was mind blowing. That's really all I can say about it. I it was mind blowing. It was interesting.
Yeah, that's on my list to do this weekend is watch that. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely has some thought provoking stuff to it.
I can't wait. All right, so you guys had the frost season come to a close. You hosted the finale race. How'd that go?
Yes, we did. It was awesome. I can give you a quick rundown from the top six. We had Phalos, who took the podium with a 719.810. She and Raza in second. Myself took the third place. Got my badge. Yeah, baby. XAO, C777, fourth. Metaspook, fifth. And Acapropi in sixth, coming in on that. Now, of course, the top 12 did receive points to the championship circuit, which so we can run down what those points were now for that leaderboard. That'll happen at the end of Genesis week, and it'll be a culmination of the frost season and the blossom season as the first beta test comes to a close. But Phalos, with the first place victory, comes in with 30 points. She and Raza with 25. I grabbed 20 for the third place win, 18 for XAOC, 15 for Metaspook for the top five. But all 12 racers got points there. So very cool. Can't wait to see Blossom season. We'll start the next series of races. That'll be April 1st. So not sure if we're going to see anything new as far as mechanics to racing yet, but I do know that there's some new stuff coming that sounds pretty exciting that goes along with the adding of the consumables. So that's going to be pretty cool. Pretty excited for that. And then we had the, of course, Upland Racing League's Stock Car Champions Cup Series going on right now. Matt Suter taking another win with his that'll be a second win for the season. Two second place, keeping him locked into the first place spot overall in points. San Mahoney, KO Ninja rounding out the top three. KO Ninja with another impressive third place finish on race number four. Wander 1976, our biggest up mover, moving up three spots to take over fourth from Metaspook, who moved down one. So all in all, they are running pretty good. This week we are running on the HB Industrial track. This is a very technical track, super exciting, almost the max distance that you can get for a medium speedway at 2.43 miles. Should be a very exciting race. Can't wait for that. And yeah, that's our recap for this week's racing. This week we do not have a track sponsor for this week. So of course our UpX podcast friends will be receiving all the sponsor spots for this week's racing. Woo-hoo. Just as the de facto sponsor for the Upland Racing League. as our official corporate sponsors. So we're pretty excited about that. So yeah, lots of fun racing this week, boy.
Yeah, and if you have a MetaVenture shop or of some sort and you want to get your name out there, sponsoring a racetrack in the Upland Racing League is a great way to get your brand out there and establish your brand. And they do have different levels of the sponsorship package. Definitely affordable if you're investing in your brand.
Yeah, for sure. And we also are opening up other sponsorship packages as well for other shows on the MRNN network. So just reach out to me if you have any questions about that stuff, and I'll be happy to get you the info.
Awesome. And then this is the fifth week, you said. So we got fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth week. So we're rounding, we're hitting the halfway point, past the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, and just a quick racing note as well. We do have a couple of replacement drivers that are taking over this week. Shacklin is running again this week. She started running last week for Swedish Mogul. She'll be running again this week. Swedish Mogul has some time constraints, so it's difficult for him to make it to the races. So Shacklin will be taking the reins for him. And then also Phalos. Phalos will be taking over for J.H. Tolton for the remainder of the season. So our series our Frost Season Series champion getting into the racing scene at the URL as well, taking over for Tolton Racing. And then, let's see, we also have Sispy that's going to race for Buhlmann as a fill-in for this week. So that should be pretty fun. We'll see how the alternate drivers do. And then... what else was I going to throw in there? I was going to throw in there something else. I don't remember right off the top of my head, but we'll think about it for a second.
Got vacation for Genesis week. That's what you were going to throw in there.
Yeah, no, I wish. I wish. We'll see.
That cold's still coming.
Yeah, I can feel it coming now. We're going to start on it early if I can, you know, maybe muster up a... you know, a good one between now and then.
Well, worst case scenario, again, I gotta put it together, but we are planning on doing an UpX World and Friends booth. Jeez, old Pete, drop my phone. UpX World and Friends booth at Genesis Week, which we are happy to represent the URL. And if you have another project that you want to represent that's not going to have its own booth, we are collecting for Friends, and then maybe we'll stream it from the booth. I don't know what time web booth access, but
hey, thanks, Uplando. Yes, that was the other thing I was trying to remember. Schools Out Speedway was just recently sanctioned. It's another one of Uplando's tracks, just recently full sanctioned in the URL, and that will be taking the place of the WWP track that we had on week 7. So week 7 track has now changed to the Schools Out Speedway. So those racers who are listening, and I know KO Ninja's out there and a few of them are out there, make sure you get some practice laps in on that one, because that's a fun one. I got to run it with Uplando the other night. We had a good time on it. It's a cool track.
What makes that track so fun?
You know, it's a short track. It's a fast track. There's limited spaces for boosting. There's a lot of turns. There's a lot of lane change movement as you go through the track. To me, that's what makes a fun track. There's a spot to boost. There's a spot for, you know, there's lots of spots for knowing what the lane is on the track. So if you're in a fast car, the lane changes are ridiculous. To me, that makes it fun. It makes it a little more challenging. So it'll make for a great competitive track.
Wow. That one will be an exciting one to watch.
Yeah, so that'll be 2 weeks from this week. So we have that'll be week 7.
Awesome. Always enjoy the updates and looking forward as we get to the back half of the Stock Car Pro Series, and it'll be great to see how it finishes. And does this one finish at the Northumberland track also?
This does finish at the Northumberland track, yes. So awesome. That'll be the week 8 track, yep.
Yep.
We still have, so now we have, after this week, we'll have the Van Nuys Trophy track, we'll have the SOS track, and then, your guys' track in Northumberland.
Nice. Well, not our track personally, but the official.
But no, track. Just, yeah, the official. Yeah, the official UPIX podcast track.
Yeah.
Right.
Just NFT3's racetrack in Northumberland, yeah. Nashville. Yeah.
And I got to say that we are now up to 200 plus racetracks in Upland right now. So
wow,
there and there's more coming, you know, all the time. We're up to about 2 weeks time now from the time that a structure gets built to the time that a track opens. So they really up the process. And now, of course, they're not accepting new tracks at the moment. I'm told that could be turned back on at some point. Here fairly soon, so hopefully that will. But it's just awesome to see so many tracks out there and see everybody kind of get in to how this is going.
Yeah, no, that's great, and we look forward to the races tomorrow on Friday, March 22nd, to see how that turns out. Definitely, yep. Tune into all the channels there for the broadcast. You can catch it in Upland itself or on your guys' YouTube channel. And where else are you guys broadcasting besides those two?
So we are on we are in the Upland City Center. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch. We are in the Real Node LA Theater broadcast every week. One change to the broadcast starting this week. It will move to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 11:30 Pacific Time, starting with this week's race, and that'll run for the rest of the season.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Thanks so much. Always appreciate your time and providing us the update, and we really enjoy being the official sponsor of the Upland Racing League.
And we enjoy having you guys. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll see you on the track.
There you go.
Cheers.
We'll see you on the track. What an official.
I love that. And with his spotter headset going on, he just sounds like he's spotting you. Hi, stay high, stay high. You got one behind you coming low.
Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it. Have a good night.
Later. Cheers. Now, did you see that you can now buy your Genesis Week ticket in-game starting tomorrow?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is it Apex?
I don't think with UPEX. Now, that would have been better. They didn't say with UPEX, but
1 million UPEX. I think, for 250,000 UPEX, you should be able to buy your ticket.
Okay.
Or burn 5 spark.
5 spark? Holy crap. That's a lot of spark to burn. Sorry.
Burn one Jesus. Spark.
That's an expensive ticket. You better get like this suite.
You get the VIP treatment. You burn 5 spark, you get the VIP treatment.
Now if I know you like being special. If Upland produced something like that for 5 spark, you get this like VIP experience that whatever, would you to burn 5 spark, would you do it for just that experience at Genesis Week if they like made it?
Because I know the Upland team watches, so you can't be like, well, I don't know, if Dirk throws in a reach around. But, like, you can't say that, obviously, because he listens.
You just said it.
Inappropriate. So I'm not going to say that.
You said it.
Did I? Oh, well, we'll just edit that out afterwards.
It's live. You don't edit it out. And you don't post it, so I'm not taking my time to edit it out. Anyway, so, well, yeah.
Hey, Dirk, you want 5 spark? What?
But if they offered something like that, like some special packages, would that entice you? Would players be interested in if they created extra experiences if you burn spark?
I mean, it really depends what the experience would be. I mean, we are lucky enough, you know, as veterans and as broadcasters, like we will likely get to hopefully broadcast from the Upland studio. you know you cross the line when your comments make Dr. Tid leave. So I feel honored having achieved that.
Okay, maybe not 5 spark, but you know, maybe a spark.
I mean, even 1 spark. Even if it was like the spark experience, right? And so you burn 1 spark to get, you know, full access, maybe a VIP dinner. Yeah, dinner. That could be, I could see people doing that because honestly, the CE, the exclusive CE events are really impactful. Like if you aren't a broadcaster, if you aren't somebody who has connections to the Upland team, that is a lot of one-on-one time with the creators of Upland. Like, and it is, yes, and I know it's brunch this year. That's all I'm going to say on that right now. But it's a great opportunity to interact with, you know, the Upland leadership and get to ask questions and just have dialogue. So yeah, and to network, honestly, like that would be people who are very interested in it. It would be interesting. Again, they'd have to make it pretty compelling. You'd get a block explorer or, some other stuff.
Like five people, five packages, a VIP package. You got to burn one spark or something. It was an interesting concept that I started thinking about when you started mentioning spark, burning spark earlier. And, you know, how do you tie to experiences? And sometimes in events like this, they do offer higher tier packages. And I'm not trying to change the Genesis Week. I love Genesis Week. Don't get me wrong. I love it the way it is. I love the ability to meet the other players that show up. Dirk, Edan, X1, all of them, they go around and they talk to people throughout, you know, the meet and greet on the Thursday night, that Friday, you know, all day long. You can talk to them and interact with them. So I'm not trying to change all that. I was just trying to throw out a new idea.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing that they could do, which I think would be much more compelling, is we've seen now with like Ethereum, right? They have these Ethereum bundles or some other crypto bundles. If they really wanted to bring in some of that, they could make these Ethereum bundles and they could include like mystery prizes related. So every Upland event has usually a city release, some sort of cool NFT release related to it. There's usually something. So it could be like a one Ethereum bundle that included your ticket, that included maybe Genesis Week city tickets. So they don't tell you what city it is, but like property bundles for that. Blackjack experiences. So,
I'm not burning one spark to give TML $100 to just watch him lose it because he thinks that's how he needs to leave the table.
And then maybe it has like a car, some other stuff. Dr. Tits. Okay.
Hey, he knows what's up. It's good. Anyway. Just move on. Keep going with that.
So I think that they could do some Ethereum bundles that included a pass and then like had some Genesis Week exclusive swag, right? So city passes for the undisclosed city. You have to burn your toes. You have to send me pictures of your toes. And they have to be at least at a, they have to be at a Zoe. They have to be at a Zoe level or higher because the toe she sent me was, anyway, moving on.
So some sort of package and they do it the day after, you know, on that Saturday. So it doesn't attract from. Why?
That's how it actually got started. Actually, now I remember we're in chat, and because I'm kind of a whale on my server in Chop Chop. I spent way too much money on that game, and they were like, "Daddy TML, send me some peaches," which is the in-game currency. It doesn't matter. It's like UpX. So they wanted some peaches, and then somebody's like, "Or feet pics," and I was like, funny enough, in my live stream, I actually often show my feet because the audience asks for it. And then that's how that actually came. But you know what? Thank me later because they subscribed. Skull Crusher subscribed with just the prospect of seeing my toes. So you're welcome.
All right. So that would be.
I hope you remember that conversation. It was 12 hours ago. Jesus.
Oh, but that would be an interesting concept. You know, after the CE brunch that Saturday, you have your bundles package experience of whatever that may be.
Yeah, and especially like if it's an in-person bundle, because then you could give away merch. You know, even like signed merch is pretty cool. Like, you know, I know that they have the book. You know, you get a signed copy of their book. Maybe even Dirk's like book.
Edan didn't write it. He's like, I didn't write this book. Why am I signing this?
Yeah, I want to. Yes, or like, and it sounds super, but like. Even a tour of the Upland offices.
Right.
Like, that is super cool. Like, if I was like, hey, is an ETH, you know, VIP Ethereum a package, you get to do this, and then you get an exclusive tour. Maybe, again, it can be an event, so maybe you all go to Meow Wolf together, so they do, like, a little excursion, you know, maybe, you know, stop off at a sandwich shop, have sandwiches. Yeah, there you go. No, I'm this one's already reserved for my girl. She knows who she is. Mostly just because I totally forgot. Oh my god, Shaq, what's my girl's name from upstate?
Like, why did I? You mean upstate, like the lady that's in prison upstate?
Yeah, my girl up in prison. Why did I just forget my girl's name? I'm the worst. Now I feel bad. Hold on. Let's see. Just put it in chat. Someone save me. No, not no. No. No.
Do they play Upland?
Yeah. My
Were they Zilla. At Genesis Week? Jesus, Zilla. I was gonna say Zilla.
Zilla, my Prado. Girl Zilla. Jesus. Cause she hasn't been in chat today. That's why. I couldn't think of Zilla. All right. Anyway. Oh, or Zoe. But Zoe's out in Australia. My nail.
So what we also do need right now as we're getting close to the end of the episode is Glitter Kitten.
Yeah, that's my girl Zilla.
Private dancer.
Yeah. Anyway.
What new tips do we have for SK Crusher as they're a new Uplander tuning into the show?
Yeah, so there was some good. I think one of the best advice, like, make sure that you're on the Discord and you're looking for, like, what are the new neighborhoods, and what, like, new city releases is probably the best place to get in. Honestly, like, I would always, anytime I would join a game, like, if I was going to join at any point, like, I would always be looking for that new city release. New tip. Don't listen to TML. That's not a new tip, bro. That's tip from day one. Oh, that's what you're saying. Rodrigo's tip is stop watching this show.
Thanks, Rock.
Thanks, Rock. I would always go, I think new cities always do well, especially if you're still in the FSA region. Don't go to the places that you have to drive to, which is only the Salt Lake. It's not Lake South Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. Yeah.
South Lake Tahoe. Like, don't do that. Oh, yeah. My girl Lily's out in Ozzy.
Now, if you do have the ability to put money in, definitely finding the properties in collections that are marked under mint. There's a lot of them out there that you can buy, just depending on what you can afford there. You can buy them for US dollar under mint. That's taking care of those to maximize your returns.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you're going to put in USD, it's probably worth buying. It might be worth buying directly. Head over to Sun Valley, Las Vegas. No, I would, if I'm going to buy in LA right now, I'm buying in Hyde Park. Like, honestly, I think Hyde Park, it's not sold out. The Hyde Park Ninjas are probably one of the most consistent and just genuine people that I've met in my experience here in Upland. And so I'm a huge fan of what they do, and their projects are always like well thought out and well executed. So I fully expect Hyde Park to do well. And if nothing else, you own, you know, being in that neighborhood is a, you know, a great place in my opinion.
And another thing is if you're posting properties for sale and you have the ability to post them in US dollar or UPEX, make sure you know which value you're doing it in and double, triple check before you hit the post button.
Holy cow,
because yeah. You do not want to sell a property for 1 UPEX or 5 UPEX or 10 UPEX. You'll get highly disappointed there. So always double check that. And if the offer comes in from somebody that just seems too good to be true, yeah, it's too good to be true.
Man, that guy's up to 750,000 UPEX for that property.
Really? Nice.
How am I not selling for 750,000, yo? That's $750. That's a $2 property. I paid $2 for that property.
Don't. You're one of the last hopes in that neighborhood to land on.
That's not my problem. How is that my problem? I'm about to just change my price to 150 because I might as well make the money.
Oh.
Man.
Still pushing it.
Well, I got 4,500 UPEX for starting bonus. There you go.
Now, did you give him your referral bonus to help out, or you didn't do
no,
that?
No, I
you
think failed he was already
paying. Oh, okay.
But I would also say, get in on this, sparklet, get in on the sparklet when it comes out,
do everything you can to earn it where you can in game or through the social program that they're rolling out.
Yeah. The social program's coming first. I don't know when they're going to do in game. You just started on this new account. You just started on the new account. You get my referral bonus. Crusher, I'm disappointed.
So you got a new guy multi-accounting already. Jesus.
Don't multi-account. They will throw you in jail. We come in our game, multi-accounting is completely okay because it's not like there's nothing to be gained except for spending more money. So you can't make money in Chop Chop world. You can only lose and spend and spend and spend. Oh my God, I spent way too much money. I got the bill for my spend and it was, anyway, I was like, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, Spark Tycoon's a great one as well. Look for giveaways. There's so many giveaways.
Ah, crap. I got to schedule these giveaways a little better in the episodes. I'll do that this weekend. I'll make a list of everything I have to give away still and start scheduling them through.
Yeah, I can only do one account because the problem is I can't play for free. I can't play Chop Chop for free.
And then don't forget to stop by Spooky Dookies. Buy two, get one for one UPEX. The deal's on the screen, and it was earlier in the podcast. So
you need to put prices on these.
I will. I only have so much time in my week.
That's fair. Where are the store addresses, teammate? Why are you asking me, bro? I don't even know where my own store address is.
I know they were asking for the Queen's address. So
three lifetimes? Jeez.
My Queen's address is 7525 Bell Boulevard.
Google Spooky Dookies. Also, anybody in Texas having internet issues recently? I'm just curious. No, people from Texas, if you're from Texas, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, James Taylor, you in Texas, bro? Yeah. Yep. You having internet issues? Oh, man. Don't be in Texas right now. Deep state internet issues. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. What else do you have before we get out of here for the week?
Nothing. I think I might be streaming from the Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati. Oh.
Wait. That's not what I'm talking about, James Taylor. That's not what I'm talking about. No, they're... Never mind. Never mind. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's if you know, you know.
And actually, you're coming to Ohio, and I'm going to that state up north next Thursday, so I'll be in a remote location again.
What city are you in?
Yeah. Get on the Discord link, and we can figure this out.
He messaged me. It's Los Angeles. It's the eclipse, you know. No, it's the... Anyway.
James Taylor's in San Antonio. Anyway. All right. So you'll be...
No, not that. I mean, I was talking... Sorry. I was talking to SC Crusher on what city is he in. Not what city in Texas. There's some sites that are now blocked in Texas that you cannot get to. And if you know, you know.
Anyway. Okay. That's interesting. Anyway, so you'll be in the Nandy next week, and I'll be in that state up north.
Which means my sites won't be blocked. Yay! I mean, I don't know what sites are blocked.
I'm very intrigued to hear this after the show. but until then, everybody be safe, have fun. We'll see you out there in the metaverse.
The Auburn Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in our land, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win, and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Expert, baby, UPX.